Around the corner and under the interstate from Mass Ave's bustling East End, the massive Circle City Industrial Complex engulfs 500,000 square feet. Built in the 1920s, the golden age of the automobile, by Louis Schwitzer, racing royalty and engineer, the factory once purred with life, fueling the local economy.
At one point, there was 1,800 people working in here. These neighborhoods out through here, they were really built on there being higher wage manufacturing type of jobs in these areas.
Larry Jones, the owner of Teagan Development, is one of the people leading the effort to revive manufacturing here with a DIY twist. Teagan, Riley Airy Development Corporation, Pattern, and others have partnered to rehab a quarter of the industrial center into a makerspace and call it Ruckus. The maker movement started to rev up about 10 years ago with people who wanted to create instead of consume. Makers can produce anything from robots to chocolate, but in Ruckus's case, the focus is on unique, quality, American-made goods. Polina Osharov, executive director of fashion nonprofit Pattern, says she's been talking to designers and other DIY entrepreneurs about bringing the maker culture to Indy for a while.
The conversation about having a space that caters to this group that doesn't have a whole lot of money, but would potentially be able to grow into a bigger business has been going on for quite some time.
Truan James, creative director and co-owner of House of Fifth, is one of about 50 entrepreneurs who've expressed interest in becoming members of Ruckus. Right now, he's making his artisan leather goods and accessories in an incubator space in Fountain Square.
Are hand-dyed, so most of our bags are hand-dyed.
He says Ruckus could really help his business, especially considering the unique work environment that allows him to connect with other craftspeople.
That's something that I look at as a designer, that logistical aspect. People don't realize it, but you have such limited time and you do everything. So having people in close proximity, awesome.
Jones says Ruckus members will have access to laser cutters, metalworking machines, sewing equipment, and other tools to give them a leg up with their startups.
It's a spot where individuals can get access to higher-end equipment. The story I like to tell, it's, you know, you're always looking for the guy with the idea for one widget who figures out he can make 100, because what we really want him to make is 1,000 and then 100,000.
It will also provide business people with studios and workspaces, as well as resources like business advice and small loans. Jones says it's critical to connect Ruckus to the growing Mass Ave corridor.
And the goal is to create a drive from Brookside to Mass Ave and make this southern tip where the makerspace is going to be more approachable. Parking out front, you know, a Mass Avenue address, the ability to actually directly access the space.
Restaurant and retail space is proposed for the front of the complex, and there are plans to run a branch of the Pogues Run Trail through the building to let the public get a peek at the action. James says he likes the idea of involving the community in the act of creating.
It's just something about that story of having a narrative with the product that you understand this product and there's an emotional connection to it because you like the person that makes it and you understand what they do.
The $5 million Ruckus project is partially funded through a community development block grant. Makers would become members and can buy in at levels ranging from 85 to 165. The massive CCIC already houses Artist Studios and Recycle Force. They will stay in the building as Ruckus, which is slated to open by the end of the year, brings manufacturing or making back to the Near East Side. For 90.1 WFY News, I'm Jill Sheridan.